on Simen Tzadik Beis, Sif Tes. Horei cake, a person spit, lo yisfalo, she should not daven, ad she yishe arba amais. He should wait the shear it takes to walk taladamas, so that's 10 seconds, 15 seconds, and then he should daven, because it would seem from his actions, if he's masmich the tefillah to the spitting, so it seems there's a connection with the spitting to the tefillah, and he's degrading the tefillah. So therefore he should wait. Hamispalo, what is if a person the other way around, he davened, and now he wants to spit. So la yorek at sheyisha, that means he's spitting after, or in the middle of davening, or after the davening. So also la yorek at sheyisha arba amos. V'davke l'rtzaynoi. Now what we said he shouldn't spit, is that means if there's no tzayrech, he just feels like spitting for comfort. But if he feels he has to spit, that he has a cold or a phlegm and he has to spit, but if the necessity arises that he has to spit, so then he's allowed to spit afterwards. V'ayin l'kam an tzimin tzadik zayin. Zok to Mishnah Berurah. L'rtzaynoi, that means the iser to spit after the davening is only if some of the perish mishalekik machmas tiyo. I don't know exactly the translation of tiyo, but I think it means he just doing it for his convenience. There's no real necessity that he has to spit. I'm a simen tzadik zayin. L'rtzaloyma d'fami muta apisaychat fila. A fila is in the middle of Shemena Esrei. So Mamela, he should, he's also permitted, if the necessity arises, that he has to spit. Just one second. I'm saying, let's go from Lutah to say Chachila. Sif Yud. Toiv Litein Tzedakah Koidem Tfila. It is a good Indian to give Tzedakah before davening. So the pasuk says that before I will be echse ponecha, I'll be oimit b'tfile, I'll give tzedok, ani b'tzedek echse ponecha. Ube'eze kehilois kedoishes niskan haminig, litain tzedoke, to give tzedoke, שמגיעו לפוסק והאישר והקובין לפנך והתמישו בקו, and they bring from the Arizal והתמישו בקו. The Arizal used to give tzedokah when he said והתמישו בקו. It was an need to give tzedokah then. They bring down an emes liyaki from Rabbi Yankiv. Rabbi Yankiv said that that's what we stand by Yevorach David. So he wants to say the reason we stand by Yevorach David is because the minig was he used to go around to collect tzedakah by Yevorach David. So there's a need to stand for Iske B'mitzvah. Those who brought Bikurim, they used to stand up for them. So he says the whole Indian of standing originates from this, that they used to go around for tzedakah then. So the standing was covered the Gabi Tzedakah was walking around. Yeah. So, V'yesh mekoymois shenoyagim l'kabi Tzedakah beis kriyas ha-Torah. That other places they go around to collect Tzedakah by kriyas ha-Torah. V'hu sheloy kahoygim. Because then by going around for Tzedakah then, a person is not listening attentively to the Kriyas HaTorah, one answer Bochum. So this is not a proper time to go around. The Mavatlin Deizem is Shmei Kriyas HaTorah, V'niyas Bochum as Hashem. God, they bring down, the Dirshu brings down from Luchan Kanievsky, Shlita, that that if a person is in the middle of Chazoros HaShatz, he's listening to Chazoros HaShatz, or he's listening to Kriyas HaTorah, there's no chiyuv to give tzedakah then, because he's an oisek b'mitzvah and he's part of the mitzvah. This is called an oisek b'mitzvah, listening to Chazoros HaShatz, or listening to Kriyas HaTorah, so there's no chiyuv to give tzedakah. Simen tzadikimu, kaidem she yispalo tzorech lishois. Before one davens, one should not jump into the davening, but one should wait. There should be a shehiya before he starts davening. So the Machaber says, Amur dekezach, yishe sha'achas kaidem she yokel lehispalo. Before a person gets up to daven, he should wait an hour. And what is he doing in this hour? Kedei shechavin liboy lamboke. That he should prepare his life. He's davening for the Rabbeinu Shalom, so one needs a preparation of an hour. B'sha'achas achar atzilah. And after davening, also one should wait an hour. Shloitei niris olav kemasui shemamai lotzeis mimenu. It should not seem that he wants to get done and over with the davening, so therefore he should wait an hour after the davening. That means he's still thinking about the davening till an hour. Now, we'll see what's pshat in this hour. Sho'achas. Tamide Rabbeinu Yoina Hechichu Migmore, the Afo Gav, the Bechol Mokim, the Mrine, Sho, Perusha, Sho Moetes, a Sho does not necessarily mean 60 minutes, but it means a period of time. Hoche Perusha, Sho Achas, Biyut Bei Sho Ispayoim. Here, the translation of a Sho means a 60 minute, a show of 60 minutes. Umiyu zel lachasida. This requirement to wait an hour before davening, this was not said for every person. It's only for chasida. Ulishar om, but for other people, Dai b'shomu etes. So a small amount, a small period of time is also sufficient. Sheyisha koidem sheyatzko, that he should wait before he starts davening. Shukedei hiluch shmeine tvochem, which is akvon, he shouldn't jump into davening. It should be a zman before he starts davening that I think this is full of the shape shown by Yaakov Avinu. Before you start doing the avodah, you should sit down and a kapanim, it shouldn't be jumping into the avodah, jumping into the tefillah. Now, there's a very, the Piskei Tshuva brings a very interesting machlokes, the Shor Achas. Others hold, he brings a Prima Godim and a Rechaim HaKodesh, that Be'etzem, in the, by Tzvila Shachis, more or less, we are emulating what the Chassidim HaRishonim did. Because from the beginning of Shachis, we have Korbonis and the Hakedah, and Tzukidi Zimre, and Birchas Krishme, Krishme. So, more or less, if we go from the beginning to that, we can chaparayim the Shor Achas. That's what it says, that we are not like the Hasidim. That's by Minche, by Mairev, after Shachas. But they hold, but this is about to say Psuki de Zimran, to say Birchas Krishme, this, what we're accomplishing with our saying what the Chassidim Rishonim accomplished. It could be the Chassidim Rishonim by Shachas also them. Somebody also said Psuki de Zimra. So it comes out that Mistame, that means Lechere, Apiches, but there Shemaine Esrei, or, I mean, so by Shachas, the Pesukim de Zimre was nichlal in the Shehiyah before Tzula Shachas. That's how the Prima Godim and the Chaim HaKodesh hold. Pesukei Tshuvos brings this down, but he brings down the Oreh HaShulchan hold not like that. That the Shachas means before we start the Avening period, before Natoivu, before Adoin Oilam, there's the Shachas. This already is Tzula. So there's Chilukei Deis when we started ticking the clock, when we started measuring the shore before davening. Kosav the Seder Hayoyim, it says in Seder Hayoyim, Im Yochel Yisakev, if a person can remain, here it says they waited, the Chassidim waited an hour before they left the davening. Kosav the Seder Hayoyim, Im Yochel Yisakev, actually Yishoyer Asor B'Beis HaKnesses Toivloi. He should not leave, he should not make that the Shekhinah should be nostalgic. That means, if there's 10 people, he should not be the first one that makes it, that there's no 10 anymore, there's no Shekhinah anymore. So Al Kaponim, he should wait that someone left before, and then he'll be the 8th. Ein Shom Taimai. Gam ki a yeshiva b'beis haknesses u mitzvah b'fnei hatmai, so that alone, even though he's not davening, is ashra yeshvei b'isecho. There's oidya l'lucha selo this hillel also, but the yeshvei b'isecho is also a mitzvah, so staying there a little longer, a filo we are not emulating the chassidim, but al kaponim, there's a need to stay there a little longer, now, let's go a little further. Sif Bein. No. Shechavin Libay Lamokim. Shechavin Libay Lamokim. So that was a Shehiyah, which it came out by the Chassidim. It was an hour, and by us, it's a smaller amount of time. But the purpose of the Shia was Kdei Shia Chavim. So Arizal Hoyam Mispalo Mitei Chassidim. So now he says, if we are searching for Eitzes to be Mechavim, and that's one of the purposes of the Shia, that we shouldn't jump into the davening, so that we should be capable of being Mechavim. So he brings down this another item, how to ensure to be mechavim by davening. Hariza loyim espalo mitoich asido. That means he focused on asido, kedei sheyechavein mo'id. It seems by focusing on the words, so that ensures that his mind shouldn't wander. So Memele, so the Rizal used to look in the Siddur and focus on the Siddur. God, the deal should bring down from the Goyim. The Goyim in Eben Shleime says, remes to this Hanhoge, it says, Ubaboya, it says in the Megillah says, Ubaboya lifnei HaMelech, Omarim HaSefer, Yoshu Machshavta Yaro. Then when one is standing with Nei HaMelech, so one should daven from a Siddur, and all the machshavis rois will disappear because, like this, he's completely focused on the words in the siddur. Abchaim Volozhner says, he says, the inyan is lav davke to know the translation of the word. The words alone have a tremendous power. So just looking at the words, I'm saying pious, I don't know what I'm talking about. But the words alone, looking at the words, focusing on the words, and I'm saying the words, that means just like if a person has a headache and he takes a Tylenol, he doesn't have to know how it works. Talk upon him, it works. The words accomplish something. So by looking at the words and saying the words that he sees, that is a tremendous accomplishment. So the Rizal used to daven mitoy chasidah, that he should be mechaven, and also gam shloim lavliya nekude that if he's looking at the sin, will make sure that every nekude is being pronounced properly. But there are different types of people. The other people that they are capable to daven with more kavone if they shut their eyes. So then that should be his eitzer. Al kaponim, the eitzer is the one should be mechaven. And so we hear over here, the chassidim was shoyim will show you to be mechaven, and then he says, is an Indian that Peshas Tvilah through Mechavan either by looking in a Siddur. That in the Dirsha, he also brings down the Shlok or the Shel by Chazorah Sashat, you also should look in the Siddur. That's me, if I remember properly, the Rosh Hashiva Rav Yankim Zecheinu Levracha by Chazorah Sashat, he had a Siddur open in front of him, and he used to look in the Siddur. So that's a Kavone of to be Mechavan to hear what the Shat is saying. The mind shouldn't wander. It's the best way, yeah. What? No. That's also good. That's Kabbalah. See, base. Lo yamid li spalo elo be'emo vahachno. A person should be medavin with emo vahachno, with a fear. He's standing in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom. I like perhaps to divert a minute to maybe say a little pshat on this. I once had a kasha. It says in Parshas Bishalach, Batikach Miriam Achais Aaron. That's a toif. So it says she took the toif and it says Achais Aaron. So one second. So Rashi says, but doesn't say Moshe. So Rashi is two pshatim. The second pshat is she's called Achais Aaron because Aaron was Moshe Nefesh for her when she became a Mitzayre. So Aaron went to Moshe Rabbeinu. She'd be Mispalo for her. She's Moshe Nefesh. She's Moshe Nefesh. So maybe that's why it's called Achais Aaron. That means she's the sister of Aaron, who Aaron was Moshe Nefesh for. So I never understood where was the Mesiras Nefesh. Aaron was Moshe. Yes, Moshe Rabbeinu to me was follow for Kel Narafolo. But Rashi says he was Moshe Nefesh for. So where's the Mesiras Nefesh? So it was once in Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Mishalach, and I davened the Rav David Soloveitchik Shlita had a private minyan, and I was davening in that minyan. And after davening, people were asking Rav David Shailah. So I asked them the Shailah, where's the Mesiras Nefesh? Mesiras Nefesh, where Aaron was my son, Nefesh, familiar, where's the Mesiras Nefesh? So he says, you don't have a soge, but Moira Raboch is. Moira Raboch, Kemoira Shemayim. So first he told me a maise, then he says once Rabbah Beh was a Talmud of Rab Chaim Brisker. So all of us, he was learning with the Talmidim, and all of a sudden he started trembling and mamish. No one knew what happened, but he saw his Rebbe was coming, Rab Chaim was coming. He was 10 minutes away and he saw him coming. The Rebbe was here. You could see by Rabbah Beh what Moira Rabbah means. Fine, okay, that was a maise. But then he said, you have to understand what happened over here. That Miriam and Aaron spoke Loshon Hara and Moshe Rabbeinu. Both of them spoke. And then you're going to come to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chutzpah Shein Kamay, should be Mispalo for Miriam. And Aaron should say this to him. Aaron should say to Moshe Rabbeinu to be Mispalo. Chutzpah Shein Kamay, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Shamayim. He said, to utter these words was a Mesiras Nefesh. He was Mesiras Nefesh for his sister Miriam. So Al Kaponim, so that if the Moira Raboch ke Moira Shemayim means that if I come and ask, you should be Mespalo for Miriam who did an amulet to you. That's Mamish Mesiras Nefesh. So let's imagine I come to Rabban Shalom Tlachlan. We're standing in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and we're asking, B'mechon, the audacity is miridik, al kaponim, it should be said with amur de kior. That's what the ela be'emo v'achno. That means we're asking the Rebbeinu for amur de kizach, which we're not deserving of, and we're asking him for such a thing. So that's how the tefillah should be. Al kaponim, don't say it like we're saying, like taking it as a matter of fact, and nothing's wrong with it. So that number one, that's the proper way one should daven. Now, the way that one should definitely not daven, not he was in the middle of telling a joke, and he finished the joke, and then they're starting Shemen Esrei. So he's in the middle of the joke, and his mind is still thinking of the chalifas of the joke, and he's saying the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. That's sichanat. That's the exact opposite of what is necessary. Ela mitoich simcha. So we'll see in Mishnah Berurah, it's very interesting that al kaponim, if we're not capable of eima v'achno, about kaponim, make sure it shouldn't be dvon b'teilem b'kalos roish, and preferably it should be mitoich simcha. Kegoin divrei tanchumim shel teire, somuch legulos mitzrayim, by shachris, we speak about gulos mitzrayim, the chasodim that Rabbeinu Shalom did, when mitzrayim galtonim, based upon the petition, so that brings a simcha, how the Rabbeinu Shalom was made to us, oi somuch letehilo ledovid, which also brings a simcha, Shekosovoy Ritzon Yereyov Yaseh, Shomer Hashem Eskolei Havov. So this brings the Simcha. I just had a shtickle ha'or, I don't know Pshat L'Chari, speaking about Ashrei, the Simcha a person has. So when he says, between you and me, he says, Ritzon Yereyov Yaseh. No. You have to be Yereyov. Shomer Hashem Eskolei Havov. You have to be Yehavov. This is something, this is a gvaldike simcha, the yireiv and the yehavov, I don't know, al kaponim, ashtikul ha'or. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gemur. Be'eima v'achno, shenema ivdos Hashem b'yiro, haino atfila shilono b'mokim avoide, ivdo, Asu Aisa B'Yira, it should be done B'Yira, we're staying in front of the Rebbein Kol Olamim. Loi mitach, not for loi mitach. The mitzvah mina muvchon, it's preferable, shein oim dem el mitach eim avachno. One davens mitach eim avachno. Elo, kivin den kol echad, yochel lizoy lahachnes b'libe yachno v'eimo. Not everyone is capable of doing this. Al koponim leispalo mitech schoik, ele mitech simcha shel mitzvah. A simcha shel mitzvah, the dirashu brings down, a simcha shel mitzvah, it says, we say in the davening, yisalo v'shem kotshoi, yismach leiv mevakshei Hashem. So I once saw in Darche, there's a sefer Darche Chaim, he says, Yismach Leiv Mevakshei Hashem. He says, if a person feels that his davening is not a davening, his learning is not a learning, he feels like, but Yismach Leiv Mevakshei Hashem. I want to be a Mevakish. I mean, a Mevakish means not, it's not necessary that you reach them. But a Mevakshei Hashem is also Yismach Leiv for the Hishtadlus. To be a Mevakesh Hashem, you could be B'Simcha and that also. Yeah. Siv Gimel. Ein oimdim l'ispalo mitoich din. If a person was in the middle of a din teire, v'loi mitoich haloche, sh'lo yeili boi togod bo, because there's complexities in the din and the haloche, so while he's davening, his mind will be thinking of the din and the halacha, ela mitoich halacha psuke. But halacha that there's no complexities involved, it's a poshet halacha, so that he can that's proper to learn before the davening, so he will not become togod with the machshavos of the halacha and the din. Ago, v'ainanami, k'mayim mitoch simcha, if a person learns halacha, ki pekudi Hashem yishorim mesamcha elai. Ksuke, now it should be a poshet halacha, she'ein bo iyun v'loy machloikim. There should not be chilukei deis, and there should not be an iyun to try to understand it, k'dei sh'lo yitored ayidei zeh betfilah. So l'chatchila, we are giving a person guidelines what he should do before the davening. They should learn halacha psuka, which is gebaldik, is learning Torah. Umikom okim, im osak bepilpul halacha. He was learning, he's in the middle of a pilpul. He's a merdike kashen, a teres, his mama, she's in the middle of it. Vizchilu hatzibul ispalo, and they started davening. Ispalo imoem. So you should daven together with them. That means even though there are a lot of possibilities that he's going to start davening now, he'll be thinking of what he has learned. About kaponim, this is only adin l'chatchila, what to do before. But if he was learning till now a complex inyan, and now they started davening, so ispalo imoem. But the prat is not too great. This whole halacha is that you should not start learning adava betulpa. But if you are learning in it, it does not mean you're not permitted to daven. Siv dalet. Ha'oisik betzolchei tzibur. See, here's a Merdeke Chiddush, the second shot. Ha'isik b'tzolchei tzibur, ka'isik b'teira domi. Is equivalent to ha'isik b'teira. So now he says, two pshotim, what that means. Teirish, linya lamed mitecha lehispalo. That means that just like we said, there's an inyan to be mispalo mitech divrei teira, which is the Kudri Hashem Yishorim Nisam Chaylai. So also if a person is Oisik B'tzolchei Tzibur, this is also a good akdome for davening, because Shegam Zim Simcha Hiloi, Shoisik B'tzolchei Tzibur, it seems this Inyan brings a Simcha Salei, he's helping the Tzibur, he's helping Klal Yisrael, so this gives him a good feeling of simcha, just like Kudi Hashem Yishor Mesam Chilei. That's one pshat in this halach. V'yesh mefoshim, there's a second pshat, the ayin of the inyan day netzorech livsek lispalo, a murder v'kezach, that if he's oisek b'tzolchei tzibur, and tzolchei tzibur means a filo for hefsed moment, that means he's doing something that by doing this for the tzibur, this will save them from a loss of money, a monetary loss. That's the whole thing, it's negeya. But that's called an oisik b'mitzvah. To help the tzibur is called an oisik b'mitzvah. And the oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. So now he's doing this. So memela, he's not mechuyev to daven. He's oisik b'mitzvah. So he's potter from mitzvah tzibur. Let us see the Mishnah B'lura. The Inyan Lama, the first pshat was that even there's an Inyan to be Magdim Simcha to the davening, and therefore there's an Inyan to learn. So Isaac B'tzach Yitzib is also the same thing. So he says, but by learning Gufa, we said that he should make sure that the learning should not be Matredim. Again, he shouldn't be mevatel tefillas hatzibur. That means even though he's oisik with something which is matrid, and so this is not tulach hatchiladik, but if the tzibur is not davening again, he should daven together with the tzibur, even though his mind might wander because he was before Isaac was a Tochet Tzibur, which there are complexities there. Yeah. Kolskeni Mishel Shabbat, as man that I show you is probably it is a chash of a past man filler. And there's a second pshat, le'inyin, v'chein posku, achoinim, the second pshat, that if he's Isaac b'tzorchei tzibur, he's potter to them. He's palo, v'afilu im yavel z'man tfile, afilu b'yoyver z'man tfile, he's potter im ein sham mishi im yishtadu elohu, if he's the one that can be mishtadu, so he's Isaac b'mitzvah and potter min ha-mitzvah, v'ayin loch seminayim, because he was potter from Shachis. When the person gets up to them, and he is in Chutz Lovitz, Yachzer Ponov Keneged Eretz Yisrael, so he's getting up, he should face Eretz Yisrael. V'yichavein, so now the first chelik of this sif is where he should face. Now, it says a second in, V'yichavein, he should be mechavein, gam l'Yerushalayim, u'lemigdash, u'beis kodshei ha-kadosh. Let us see what this means. That's the Mishnah Berurah. B'chutz Loretz, Perish Kshayimet B'chutz Loretz L'mizrocha Shel Eretz Yisrael, he's on the east side of Eretz Yisrael, Yechavim Ponov L'mayrev, Shukineged Eretz Yisrael. Kshayimet Mitzad Mayrev, K'mayb M'mdinei Seinu, we are on the Mayrev, Yapech Ponov L'mizroch, V'chein B'chol Aruches. וכן אבי מה שקוסם לקמי, או יאוימד בארץ ישראל, יחסו פונו, יאוימד בירושלים, יחסו פונו, ומייסן, wherever he's standing, he should face ירושלים, or face the base המקדוש, כנגד ארץ ישראל, what's the מקור of this, שנאמר מספלו אליך דרך ארצו. So there's an Indian of דרך ארצו. ויחווין, now it says that's where he should face. V'yichavein, v'tzoloyme, yichavein liboy, av alpi sheyevshele lahachzer ponov negdom, that means he can't, in actuality, mamish face Eretz Yisrael. The direction is more or less towards Eretz Yisrael, but it's not a bullseye towards Eretz Yisrael. And so he can't be machzer ponov negdom mamish, he should think that means he should think that keilu, wherever the machshav is, that's where the person is, he should think that he's standing in Yerushalayim in the Kodesh Kodosh. That's what his helgish should be. Now let's just finish the sif. Oyemid Beretz Yisrael, was in Eretz Yisrael, Yachs upon the Kenegid Yerushalayim. V'chavim, Gam L'Midrash, Beis Kodshei Kadosh, like he's there in the Beis HaMidrash. V'yemid B'Yerushalayim, Yachs upon the V'Lamidrash. V'chavim, Gam Kama Beis Kodshei Kadosh. V'yemid Acherei HaKapoyres, what if he's in the back of the Kodesh Kadosh? Is Machzer Ponov L'Kapoyres, so then he faces the Kodesh Kadosh. Zot Mishnah Berurah, K'neged Yerushalayim, Shlem Yisparlu Hashem Derech Ha'ir Asher Bochalto. Ponov L'Midrash, Shlem Yisparlu Al Abayis Hazeh. So even though there's no Beis HaMidrash, there's only the Mokim HaChubim, but it also has Akdusha, it was also Shechina, because from Arovi. Acherei HaKapoyres, Perish B'Marovi Shor Beis HaMikdosh, he's standing on the Marov side of the Beis HaMikdosh, so he should turn around and face the Kodesh Kadoshim. Ponov LaKapoyres, Shem Mispalulu, Elamokim Ezeh, V'yira Esat Mekilu, Oymed Lifnei HaKapoyres.